Good morning, homeboys. How can I help you?
Hi, good morning. I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for homeboys.
Well, you're speaking to him. What do you got?
Oh, hi. My name's Kara. I'm over at Local Splash, and we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing homeboys on that first page of Google for your keywords there, like your services in your area. So what that would mean for you, anytime anybody goes to Google to search for services that you provide, we make sure that they see you when they're searching from within your service area. Mm-hmm. And obviously you've used Google before, right? Once or twice.
Yes. And
okay. So, you know, when you do a search for anything, really, you'll get the map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle of the page. And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the companies that service within that area. And as I'm sure you're aware, there are pages and pages of results in Google, but on that first page, there's a handful that'll fit in each area. Does that sound familiar?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so that's where we'd be listing you. Now, the reason you're getting this call today is they have that area open up for programming. So we're assigned to that area today. There's a team of agents calling through to fill that open position there. And the rule that Google has for us in order to maintain our partnership with them is that we can work with one business per category per area. So if we were to program homeboys in to appear there too, they stop the calls to that area today, and then we can't accept any additional companies in who offer the same services. And help me understand. It's mainly like porches and decks and siding, things like that?
Porches, decks, siding, fencing.
Gutters.
Roofing and gutters.
Roofing? Oh, good.
Yes, I am. Yeah, we do everything outside, basically.
Okay, wonderful. And I'm sorry, my name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
James Ford, just like the truck.
James, it's nice to meet you. Thank you. Is it just you, or are you in a crew, or like a partner?
I wish it was just me. No, I've got a crew that works with me.
Oh, good. Okay, great. And then the area that you're servicing, so I know that the 30736 is home base for you, but how far are you and your crew typically traveling for the work?
We'll do up to 50 miles right now from Chattanooga.
50 miles from Chattanooga, okay.
Yeah. That's all the way up past around Athens, Tennessee. I've even got contacts in Knoxville, Tennessee. We'll go down to Calhoun, Georgia. So east and west the same way.
Okay. So it sounds like as long as it's the right kind of work, you're pretty open, right?
Yes, ma'am. One of my guys here, he says, how far are you from Chattanooga?
I'm pretty far. I'm in Orange County, California. Not too far from Disneyland. Have you ever been here?
No, my sister lives there, though.
Oh, in Orange County?
No, I don't think Orange County. If you've been to the San Diego Hospital, you might have seen her.
Oh, okay.
She is the head RN, at least she used to be the head RN for the San Diego Hospital downtown.
Oh, no way. Okay, what a small world. Yeah, that's about an hour from us here. Okay, very nice. How long have you been?
How long have I been more than business?
Yeah, as homeboys.
As homeboys, about 4 months now.
Oh,
but
okay.
We've been in business prior to that over 5 years.
Oh, with another name?
Yes. What had happened was, we were under J&T Handy a couple of years ago, and my wife had a brain aneurysm and two strokes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and we had to get her airlifted to Kennesstone Hospital in Kennesaw, Georgia. And that was February 16th of 2022. We closed the doors to the business completely.
Right.
And we actually moved down to Kennesaw to stay close to the hospital.
Oh my goodness. Okay. How is she now?
She's fine. And believe it or not, the Lord bless us. 38 days after she got airlifted down there, she walked out of the hospital.
Wow. Isn't that a miracle? Well, he can do it, can't he? He can do it. He can do anything. Okay,
great. Here's my big problem. The only problem I've got right now, I love everything you're telling me business-wise. The only problem I have is I don't have funds to cover much of anything right now. So I need to know, bottom line, how much would it be costing to do this?
Right. So
I need what they call the IP experts. I need somebody backing me up online, helping me take care of those things. So let's get down to the bottom line.
Yes, absolutely. So it's probably more affordable than you think. The hard part about getting there, it's the area, like the availability, and that we have.
Right.
And there's good news. If this company's been in business for 4 months, you can qualify for the promotional rate that they have. It's a reduced rate just for, you have to be a year and under in order to get that. Let me grab Paul. He's my director for the area to apply that rate reduction for me.
Okay,
I think you're
going to
be perfect for this.
Smack him around a little bit.
Smack him around? Okay. I'm going to let him know the position that you're in, right? This is a new business.
Okay.
You want somebody to support you online, but cost is the main concern. And so being that we have that area open for programming today, James, I think what I'm hearing from you is if we could make Google affordable, that's not a bad idea, right?
Exactly. We need Google, but I can't afford to do Google. I don't understand Google. So, you know, I'm old fashioned. I'm country. So I get online. I know how to use Google for the most part, but by putting a business on Google, that's news to me. That's new. So what I'm like, basically what I'm getting at, I'm on Angie's list right now, or Angie's or whatever it is.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I'm still waiting on calls. I can only do one thing at a time. So I just paid for Angie's 2 days ago. I'm waiting on calls from them. But if I don't know what your all's charge would be, but let's just say we go ahead and start the process and I get my next job tomorrow and y'all charge me Friday. I mean, I could do that. But if y'all need money today, then I mean, there's nothing I can do at all. I'm in the hole, $71 in the bank.
Okay. Well, let me grab Paul. We'll do our best to make it fit. Hang on here.
Hi there, James. James, thanks for holding. Hi.